Alright folks, welcome back to Wake Up and Win. I'm your host Jackson Reed, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us, creating a safe space for mental healing. Ever feel like the world is just throwing everything at you, demanding constant hassle and leaving no room for quiet reflection? You know that feeling when you're drowning into DOS, deadlines, and expectations, and your own mind feels like it's on an overdrive? Well, guess what? We deserve a sanctuary, a place where we can shed the weight of the world, process our emotions, and genuinely heal. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jackson, safe space sounds nice, but how do I actually create that amidst all the chaos? Trust me, it's totally achievable. And trust me, it's more important than ever in today's world. We're constantly bombarded with information, social pressures, and demands on our time, making it harder than ever to find that inner peace. But here's the thing. Prioritizing your mental well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build this haven of healing, a safe space where you can truly be yourself and navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. 1. Define your boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your mental and emotional energy. They protect you from things that drain or overwhelm you. This could mean saying no to commitments that overstretch you, taking breaks from social media when it starts to feel toxic, or simply carving out time for solitude and reflection. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. 2. Cultivate mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds often race with thoughts, anxieties, and what ifs? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chatter. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. 3. Embrace self-compassion. This one is crucial. We often treat ourselves way harsher than we would treat a good friend. Practice kindness towards yourself, especially during tough times. Remember, everyone stumbles and makes mistakes. It's part of being human. 4. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through life alone. Building a strong support system, friends, family, or even a therapist can make a world of difference. Sharing your struggles and feelings with someone you trust can help lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. 5. Make time for joy. Life isn't all about work and responsibility, it's also about finding things that bring you genuine joy. Whether it's spending time in nature, listening to your favorite music, indulging in a hobby, or simply laughing with loved ones, make time for activities that nourish your soul. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by deadlines at work and family commitments, and your mind is racing. You start to feel that familiar knot of anxiety creeping in. But instead of letting it consume you, you take a deep breath, step away from your desk, and head outside for a short walk. You notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the chirpy of birds, and the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. This simple act of connecting with nature grounds you, calms your racing thoughts, and reminds you that there's beauty even amidst the chaos. See? It's about taking those small steps to create pockets of peace throughout your day. Remember, building a safe space for mental healing is an ongoing process that takes time, effort, and self-compassion. So, my friends, let's commit to making our well-being a priority. Let's cultivate those safe spaces, nurture our minds, and show ourselves the same love and care we would extend to someone we cherish. Share this episode with someone who needs a little extra support and join the conversation on social media using #WakeUp and when let's keep each other uplifted and inspired. And as always, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.